This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Last question, which I'm asking in part because we're here in New York, which is the headquarters of the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. Is there a case to be made, an ethical case to be made, that the Clinton Foundation and the Global Initiative should essentially be wound down as a family foundation while you run for president? I ask that because I think about the good works, the good charitable works that the Clinton Foundation has done. But the way that some of that work gets done is by soliciting donations from people in this country, from people around the world, from organizations around the world. I think it is not unreasonable to suspect that people may give donations to the Clinton Foundation hoping that they will favorably influence your opinion toward them as a presidential candidate or eventually as president if you're elected. Is there an ethical concern there that there should be essentially a split between you and your family and this foundation that has done good work, but now you're in a different position with regard to potential donors?
Well, look, I think that the work that it's done has been extraordinary, and I give the credit to my husband and my daughter because I haven't been involved for that long. And, you know, when I look at what they've accomplished and what they've been able to amplify in terms of saving lives by getting the price of drugs for HIV/AIDS down in sub-Saharan Africa, it's quite astonishing. Mm. And I would hate to lose that creativity, that imagination, that extraordinary flexibility. So I think the answer is transparency, and there is no doubt that there will be complete transparency about donations. But when you have hundreds of thousands of people who are donating, as they do, I think that the best answer for that is what we have been doing for the last several years, and that is to be transparent about it and let, you know, let voters and others make their judgment.
Last time I checked, Scott, they couldn't even, you know, vet the foundation in terms of how much money that was being used, you know, for these areas that she's talking about, you know, for issues that help other people. I mean, their administrative costs are way out of line, and they can't even be accredited. I mean.
For me, as she's talking, I keep picturing a Princess Bride when the guy keeps saying inconceivable.
Yes.
And the one guy finally goes, I do not think that word means what you think it means. So as she's saying transparency, she keeps saying transparency. And in my mind, I remember everything you just said to where they can't even vet the foundation itself. They can't figure out where the costs are going, things like that. Okay. I don't think transparency means what she thinks it means.
We need that clip because we need to play that drop in once in a while for, you know, to go, I don't think that word means what you think it does.
I think that word means what you think it means.
I mean, for her to say, well, you know, I wasn't, you know, I'm not that involved with it. Well, indirectly, I mean, you know, when you look back, you know, as Peter Schweizer exposed, you know, her husband, the former president, is averaging, you know, 70,000-80,000 for a speech, which is typical of most presidents. And suddenly she becomes Secretary of State, and now he's making 300,000-500,000 for a speech. And the only difference is she became, you know, the Secretary of State, and money started flowing in by the bazillions into the Clinton Foundation. But, you know, I guess, her version of transparency, it is a challenge. It's not exactly what we think it means, is it?
No, and this also shows you the difference between having an interviewer that gets you on the ropes and knows you're on the ropes and somebody that's pro for you.
Well, Rachel Maddow, I mean, you know, she loves Hillary. I mean, after all, she was the one that, one of the ones that hugged her and Bernie Sanders after, if you remember, after one of their debates, which is pretty incredible. But, you know, she did ask her a question, and then she went softball on the deal, you know, because she has such high regard for Hillary Clinton. She's not about to get her upset. I mean, she's in the tank. That's obvious. We've got more to talk about, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Stay with us. Bill Martinez Live, coming up at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, it's MZ from KSEO in Santa Cruz. Pleased to announce the first of many free live Doc Wallach appearances around the country. Many of you have heard this tireless health crusader interviewed on Alex's show, on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and on various other radio, television, and internet shows throughout the world. Doc Wallach has the answer to the U.S. healthcare crisis, and it's real simple and costs very little, and he wants to share it with anyone who will listen. Doc Wallach will appear live at the Best Western Hotel in South San Francisco, California, 380 South Airport Boulevard, beginning at 7 p.m. this Wednesday, March 30th, and the following evening, Thursday, March 31st, starting at 7 p.m. at the VFW Hall, 1960 Freedom Boulevard, Freedom, California, near Watsonville. Both events are free, and if you attend, you will find that it is impossible to be bored at a Doc Wallach lecture. In fact, you'll be amazed as well as riveted. Email mz@kscohealth.com for free reservations.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here coming at you live Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 noon every day Eastern Time. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we're going to be talking about the man cave, okay, and how to invade the man cave from somebody who can, help you out, particularly ladies. Kate Delaney is going to be with us. She's the author of the new book, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. With this being, the final week of March Madness, my special time of the year. Scott, I know yours as well, too. So we've been having a good time, and we're down to the final four. So all kinds of fun. And Kate Delaney now joins us on Bill Martinez Live. Kate, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me on. So hey, I agree with you. March Madness is the best, isn't it?
It's my favorite time of the year, you know. It's so pure and good fun, and we've got the final four off and rolling, so it's going to be exciting.
Absolutely. The question is, can the Orange do it? Because Syracuse is the Cinderella team, so people are rooting for the underdog. And I think Jim Boeheim has really turned the burners on with this club, especially in that win over Virginia was phenomenal.
Well, exactly. Coming from behind the way they did, it's just unbelievable. But that's what we love about, last-minute cross-court, three-pointers, go in that you just see the agony of defeat and everything all in a few seconds of time. It's been most amazing and really good. But boy, I'll tell you, we got a host of talent going to be on display here in the Final Four. Oklahoma looked really good. North Carolina, it's amazing. We've got some great players here.
Yeah, I think the player to really watch is a guy named Buddy Hield, who is the powerhouse from Oklahoma. It's funny because I was talking to some scouts the other day, and they were saying, boy, he doesn't fit that traditional mold, but he has leaped up in the minds of so many pro teams once we get out of his final senior year here and what happens in this Final Four. But he's an exciting player. If it's raining threes, it's going to be a very, very long day for Nova.
Exactly. Well, I think Oregon is, they finally made it back home, and they're still saying, what happened? I mean, they can't even bear to look at the tape. I mean, this kid was unbelievable. He was almost reminding me, a little bit of Steph Curry. I mean, the way he was throwing threes up, very relaxed and amazing. I think, but here's a kid. I mean, what does he spend? He's out there on the court before anybody else. He's, 25 minutes before everybody else, and he's just, he's shooting,
Absolutely. And it seems to work for Mike. I love your analogy. The Steph Curry likeness, I think, is absolutely dead on, and it's because of the attitude and how relaxed he seems, because the nerves have to be there for especially starting the tournament, and now he seems very, very relaxed.
Well, Kate, do you think it's, you know, what Steph has kind of introduced, I think, to basketball over is that, hey, there's a three-point line. I mean, you know, most people for so many years, three-point line, okay, I'm gonna be right up close against it, the whole deal. Steph goes, hey, man, as soon as I cross the half court, I'm gonna throw them in like it's a three-pointer from the half court line, you know? And these kids today, it's amazing. It's kind of like when, you know, when I was playing baseball in high school and college, you know, we'd go to the batting cages and you were looking at, you know, jumping the speed up and everything. And today these kids, you know, if you go in the cage and it's not doing 100 miles an hour, they don't even want to bother.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
I mean,
it's almost like the second you're born, give them a year and then we decide you get a coach. I just talked to a young golfer, a girl, her name's Avery Zwag. And watch for her because she's going to be on the LPGA tour before you know it. She's 9 years old and it's like she's 18. She even knows how to handle interviews. She sounds like she's
already there. Well, you know, Kate, for, you know, your background, I mean, you've been so blessed in covering sports, you know, Super Bowls, Opens, you know, 15 Final Fours, and here we've got another one. And then, of course, we got the Masters around the corner as well. Speaking of golf, so, you know, there's no shortcoming here in this country for sports. We love sports.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
so
you're right.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to get into your book. Tell us about Invade the Man Cave. Why? Why did you write the book?
I wrote the book because when I was out speaking, I'd have a lot of women come up to me, but even men, and they would say, oh, I wish I could just take you to lunch and sit down and talk about the Kentucky Derby or March Madness or some of the great Super Bowls that you watched or all the interviews you've done. You know, I've interviewed over 12,000 people, and a lot of the people I've interviewed, I realized, were people that weren't accessible, like Ted Williams, you know, back in the day, the great late Ted Williams and some others, whether it's Pete Rose or whoever. And that's why I decided to write the book. And the book is sports short, so it's a little bit of everything because I couldn't find any book out there that just focused on a lot of different sports and something that had a little zip to it. It wasn't just an encyclopedia.
Well, you know, we just lost Joe Garagiola last week, and you know, another one of those incredible icons, and a guy that you wanted to have a microphone or a notepad nearby because of all the one-liners that he threw out.
Oh yeah. Absolutely, and you know, you think of Joe and think this is the last year for the great Vin Scully to call Dodger games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we got the Kobe tour. And so, you know, with Kobe wrapping things up, you know, with the Lakers and, you know, time for the changing of the guard happening in the NBA.
Yeah, and so much of that is the name you mentioned, Steph Curry and the Warriors, and are they going to repeat and will they make history by snapping the Bulls record and will they reach 73 and the Spurs stand in their way because there's a couple of big games with the Spurs, one at home and one on the road. That's an interesting storyline. But everything in the NBA has really shifted to the Warriors, the Cavaliers, and what LeBron James could possibly do. Are we going to have a repeat of last year's NBA Finals? Probably. The Lakers are in a rebuild mode after the, you know, this tour of Kobe Bryant, as you mentioned, because he's done. I mean, this is the tail end of Kobe, and he had to go.
Right.
He was with the injuries and everything. So now they're in a rebuild mode. It's an interesting time in the NBA.
Well, it's interesting to watch that dynamic going on because this has been going on for 3 years. And it really stretched out a long time, and you think, boy, you know, the careers that are affected, the amount of money that's gone. Meanwhile, you got the Clippers, you know, kind of by default taking over Los Angeles a bit, but Los Angeles just waiting for the Lakers to get their colors back on and put a team on the court that they can be proud of once again.
Yeah, I talked to somebody the other day in L.A. about Clippers versus Lakers, and now there's a little bit of a shift, but you still have the love for the Lakers where celebrities still want to be courtside, Jack and whoever it might be, whoever the hot young celebs are. And there is some of that crossover with the Clippers with Chris Paul, but yeah, it's about the Lakers and trying to rebuild.
Well, with all the craziness going on the Lakers, you know, I thought there could have been an outside possibility that Doc Rivers could have been the coach for the Lakers when all this stuff was going on with Don Sterling and that. That could have been quite interesting and fascinating if that would have occurred there in Los Angeles. Well, Kate, congratulations on the book. I mean, you're talking all kinds of different sports and raising, as you say, your sports IQ. And, I mean, you even talk about the Iditarod, but it's very fascinating. How can people get their hands on your book?
You can go to Amazon.com, obviously. Go to Amazon, or you can go to NathanAndKate.com.
Well, there it is. Kate Delaney on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Kate. Have a great day. It's 14 after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
From the creators of God's Not Dead.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
A classroom answer.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus.
Could cost Grace Wesley everything.
The Tholys are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
They're looking to destroy you.
I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Preach, go, preach! God's not dead, he's truly alive!
God's Not Dead, too. In theaters April 1st. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, why why not? Let's give you all something to talk about. No political correctness here, okay? We got to work through it and get involved in the conversation. We're going to get this country back on track. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, for many, the American dream means financial independence. Would you agree? But is that really a realistic goal for most of us? You know, most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect that claim. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining the goal. So what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to talk with Jada Grande right now. She's Senior VP for Community Reinvestment Act Strategies and the Director of Fifth Third Bank. Jada, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Good to have you here. A lot of people want to be financially independent, but we're just not doing the kind of things that we need to do in order to promote our goal, are we?
We're not, according to our survey. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that really great fact, which is actually one of the biggest surprises for us, that, you know, financial independence is a goal for over 80% of the people that responded to our survey. Mm-hmm. However, 70% of Americans have some form of debt, while 30% do not know how to pay it off, or they may know but do not have a plan to pay it off. And here at Fifth Third, we're here to help that 80%, which we hope to get to 100, who will have a goal of financial independence. We're here to help them get started.
Well, maybe, you know, if you got some extra time, we can send you over to Washington, D.C. Maybe you can help our government, too, huh? What do you think? Just kidding. But the reality is, look it, I mean, we know that we need to be solvent. I think I say we know that, but it's getting there. I mean, we've had a tough, and it's been a tough, you know, 8-year span here. And I've been saying every year we sit at the kitchen table and we go, okay, honey, you know, I know you used to get your hair done every week. Can we kind of stretch it to every other week? I mean, we've tried to do everything we can, but we need to really look at this more broadly. And this is what I appreciate, you know, why you come on, you know, the show here, to give us a broader view and to give us some good ideas and strategies how we can truly attack this problem. So tell us more about Fifth Third's financial literacy survey, if you would, Jada.
Well, it's interesting that you asked that question because 48% of the Americans who responded to our survey did consider themselves financially savvy, yet they continue to live paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that people can avoid that is developing a budget and understanding where their spending is. You'd be surprised how much small steps can actually change and make big impact for our future. Just doing an inventory of our spending habits for about 30 to 60 or 90 days can really help us to understand where we need to cut back, and a budget helps us to be able to do that.
Exactly. And, you know, complicit in that whole situation is credit card debt as well, right?
Yeah, in fact, we did see that across some generational differences. We did see differences in debt, but one of the things that we did see that was common is that credit card debt was the number one source of debt across all the generations.
Mm-hmm. Now, for millennials especially, we've been hearing a lot about student loan debt. How bad is it really?
Well, the survey didn't provide that quite that kind of an insight. However, we did notice in our survey that the second source of debt outside of credit cards was student loans for millennials. Mm. And for Generation X, it was car loans, and baby boomers, it was a mortgage. And we think that that's a reflection of the stage that they are in their lives, as well as generational priorities.
Mm. But with that student loan debt, I mean, what are we talking, you know, for them to get through this? I think it's been estimated over $1 trillion in student loan debt here in America. How long for millennials? I mean, is this like a 15-year plan to get out of this deal, or is it like one of those things, you know, like sometimes like credit card debt that it comes but never goes away, really, you know?
It's interesting that you share that perspective because everybody's different. Each individual circumstance is different. And the first thing is people have to make up their mind if they want to get out of debt. And when that mind is made up and that goal is set, they can start to actually get out. And one of the ways is to do that is through a budget. And when they actually create the budget, make the payments a part of their budget. So when we're thinking about that next cup of coffee, we may think that it may not be that much for any given day, but when you multiply that on how much we may spend on that in a week or in a month, that additional, those additional funds that we spend on coffee can actually be paid towards our debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jada, you know, you touched on this just a moment ago, and I want to unfold this a little bit more, and that had to do with the age and the generation of the respondents. Each age, each generation, you know, different priorities. Any surprises there?
No surprises, because at different stages of people's lives, there are priorities that they have, and many of our baby boomers are trying to retire, and what the survey revealed is that's the thing that they want to begin to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
They're more.
Well, I thought it was interesting, too, you know, relevant to paying off car loans. 37%, the survey said that Generation Xers, you know, that's their focus. You know, it's a pretty good size, you know, 37% paying off car loans.
Well, I can tell you personally, I'm in that generation, and mm-hmm. and I did focus on paying off my car loan, and with the help of Dave Ramsey and being able to participate in his Foundations for Personal Finance class, that was one of the goals that I created for myself after I was able to pay off my student loan debt. The second target debt that I had to pay off was my car loan, and I'm pleased to say that I was able to accomplish that.
Well, good for you. And then, and now you're being tempted to upgrade and get the latest model, right?
No.
To start all over again? Oh, you're being good. You're holding off. Good for you.
Okay. I am holding off.
Atta girl. Yeah. I'm coming to an end of a lease that I'm you know, I'm really struggling with, because I love the car. I've got low mileage. You know, I'm thinking, okay, do I buy the car or do I just get, you know, because one of the things that at least, you know, in my generation, you know, part of the baby boomer generation, what we hear all around is downsizing. Everybody's downsizing now. That's the hip thing.
Yeah, we hear that a lot, but, you know, everybody's situation is different.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of the boomers, still, you say in the survey, 34% of boomers are still in debt for their mortgage.
Yeah, that is what the survey said. We were that was a pretty interesting insight for us, knowing that many of the baby boomers are preparing for retirement, that the mortgage was that one thing that they were either still holding on to or really had a plan to pay off.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about retirement? What did you find out about retirement in the survey?
Well, what we found in the survey is that many Americans are not ready for retirement, because less than half of them are actually contributing to a 401k, an IRA, or some other type of retirement plan. And we really do recommend that people take advantage of a company-sponsored 401k plan or other retirement vehicles, at least up to the company match. So if you work for a company and that company offers a 401k savings plan, please begin to participate, because small steps can lead to big impact in the future.
Exactly. It's free money. I used to tell my staff, you want to sign up for this. You know, I can't compel you anymore than that, but, you know, why leave money on the table there? Tell everybody about the National Financial Literacy Month and LIFE, L-I-F-E, programs, you know, that are so important to Fifth Third Bank. We've got about a minute left here, Jada.
Well, LIFE stands for Lives Improved Through Financial Empowerment. These are programs that we have in the market to financially empower people at each and every age and stage of their life. They include our Young Bankers Club for fifth grade students, Dave Ramsey's Financial Education Program for high schoolers, Empower Youth for Adults, and our Financial Empowerment Mobiles.
Well, where can people go for more information?
For more information, they can visit buyfree.com/LIFE, LIFE.
Jada Grandy has been with us, Senior VP and Community Reinvestment Act Strategies Director for Fifth Third Bank. Jada, thank you so much for coming on the show. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. God bless. It is just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit, until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before.
That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we always want more. There's nothing wrong with more. It's okay. And here at Bill Martinez, we're on your side, and we're going to give you all it takes in order to do what we can to help us all realize it's about the United States of America. It's not about a Democrat or Republican thing. It is about an us kind of thing, okay? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Colonel Rob Maness, Air Force veteran with a 32-year career who rose from the lowest enlisted rank at the age of 17 to full colonel. Incredible success story. Eventually led a B-1 bomber squadron into the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, command the sixth largest Air Force base in the world, and served as an advisor to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Colonel Maness, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on with us. Appreciate your service and all that you've done on behalf of this great country of ours. I want to talk about this article about the president's foreign policy is failing Christians in the Middle East. I find this to be quite ironic that the president, who claims to be a Christian, seems to be so insensitive to Christians and allowing for Christian genocide. Where's the disconnect here, Colonel?
I think the disconnect for him from a policy perspective is that he's surrounded himself with amateurs, quite frankly, that do not understand the world as it really works from a realistic perspective. You know, and they want to risk our sons and daughters' lives and our treasure in military actions, for instance, like in Libya, and disrupting Egypt, wanting to go in and put our folks on the ground without having a declaration. declaration of war in a sovereign country like Syria, but they don't want to do it for a vital U.S. national interest. They want to do it to further their political objectives and their political goals, but which are very unclear, are not transparent, and quite frankly, don't really exist from what I can tell. And I've only been in the military business for 32 and a half years, and I'm a graduate of the Harvard University Kennedy School of Government and the U.S. Navy War College. So I have a little bit of education and personal experience with this stuff.
To mention the fact you've been there on the battlefield. This is the thing, Colonel Manis, is that, we look at, the president, with all due respect, I mean, he's a community organizer, and we give this guy the code to the nuclear bomb. He takes his theories that seem to be developed in the back rooms of a cafeteria in a educational institution, where you get a bunch of theorists around throwing ideas and, this would be cool. But now he's in a real life situation and his theories aren't working, but he doesn't have, I don't know what you want to call it, maybe the humility, or at least the desire to admit that maybe his policies are not working. In typical progressive formulation, it's like, well, if we spent more money, if we expended more of our treasure and the lives of our kids, maybe we would come up with the right answer. But, here you are as a practical man with experience in war on the battlefield. And, this thing is against everything that instinctively and have been taught.
Oh, absolutely. My dad served in the Air Force for 23 and a half years. So between the two of us, we have over 54 years of experience in the military, and he's passed away, unfortunately. He fought mostly the Cold War in his time, and I did it for about half of my career. And it's unbelievable that we have a president that really believes that all the ills of the world are caused by U.S. foreign policy and the U.S. being a leader in the world and being strong both militarily and economically. And he's put us in a position of the weakest that I've ever seen it in my lifetime growing up with following my dad's career and my own career in the United States military. And you know what? Speaking of nuclear codes, I wrote 3 pages in the Black Book, which is what's carried in the nuclear football, because I'm an expert on nuclear war planning, and I was paid. That's why I was an advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense, and the president on nuclear operations, especially in NATO. And the man has no clue what it really takes to make America strong, lead in the world, so the world is not on fire. Because the world is on fire now, and that's another issue. He won't even recognize the enemy is Islamic jihadism. It's the Islamic jihadists that we now, because of his feckless policies and weakness and inability to understand what America really means to the rest of the free world and to the rest of the world that's not free, too, and how it's lifted people up through its economic policies and its strength much more than it's been involved with hurting people directly. But that lifting people up hasn't come from interfering unnecessarily in other countries. It's come from being strong and being a leader to lead other peoples to freedom and to serve as that beacon of freedom that Ronald Reagan talked about so often.
Exactly.
So that they come to us, not necessarily in our own country, but come to us and to our ideas in their own country.
Right, that's exactly.
That's the America that I grew up in, that I want to be, that's why I'm running for the United States Senate. We got Dr. Ben Carson's endorsement. He's never endorsed a U.S. Senate candidate, and he did it because, as a Christian, he recognized the importance of having leaders who go to Congress and protect our religious liberties, freedom of speech, and understand America's role in the world from a national security perspective, and get the economy under control and get it growing again and get our budget under control. We need to spend a lot on defense, but we also know that there's a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse and crony capitalism in the defense industry, just like there is on Wall Street, and we're going to fight against all of that.
Well, there's lots of issues that we can deal with in this country, but I like the idea that you cited two of them. The other night, Donald Trump was asked what was the most important thing the president could do. And I'm sure his political advisors had to pass out as he tried to answer that question, because it was like, wait a minute, this is not a new question. You should be able to articulate very clearly what the president's job is all about. And, you know, here you are, you're being interviewed for the number one position. And in your case, you're being interviewed for the Senate. And you have a clear-cut answer as to what, you know, what is needed in our country right now. National security is number one, and right closely behind it is the economy. Just those two issues alone, you know, I'm an 80-20 Pareto principle kind of guy, that it's 20% gives us 80% of the yield. And those two issues right there, I believe, you know, answer a majority of the problems that we have in America today.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And we need people that are principled, but also know how to come to the table, get people's feet under the table and talk about real solutions and get away from partisan politics. Look, mm-hmm. I've been a Republican since I cast my first vote for Ronald Reagan the year mm-hmm. he won the presidency. But I'm an American, and I'm a Christian, and I'm a dad and a granddad, and I want my grandchildren to inherit an America where, yeah, we can have our disagreements, but at the end of the day, we're not putting people in prison because we're politically disagreeing with each other. And we exactly. saw that actually happen to a Christian mm-hmm. woman this past year. Right. And that's not the America that I grew up in. And we need to be able to fight for our positions from a principled perspective. And then if we don't have to compromise our principles, then we can come to workable solutions. And that's what America stands for, not this bogus stuff that the political parties keep throwing about.
Mm-hmm. Well, Colonel, you know, here it is, you know, people question, and I think you can get caught in a bucket of gum here in trying to decide, you know, the president's alliances, but they seem to be antithetical to the American dream and the American way of life, clearly. Whether or not you want to argue whether he's a Muslim or a Christian, I just say, well, the heck with that. I mean, let's just look at the fruit of the policies that he has presented, and they've worked against what I believe are, you know, the better interest of the American way of life and recapturing the American dream. And that's which is spurring you on to run for the Senate. And I appreciate your commitment to, you know, do something more than to talk about it and to be all in. And thank you for your service, not only in the Air Force, but also in your desire to make a difference in the Beltway.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it. And you're exactly right. You know, I take the president at his word. He says he's a Christian, but it's his actions and the results of his policies. And I see the American.
Well, Colonel, we're out of time, but thank you so much. We'll have you back. Colonel Rob Maness on Bill Martinez Live.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Coming.
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat. This Easter.
On the ocean. So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld is with us right now, founder and CEO of the New York-based American Center for Democracy and the Economic Warfare Institute. Let me give you a little bit of her background. She's the author of hundreds of articles, academic publications, and several books, including Funding Evil, How Terrorism is Financed and How to Stop It, Evil Money, and Narco-Terrorism. Dr. Ehrenfeld's work encompasses non-traditional warfare, including cyber, economic warfare, disinformation, incitement, free speech, weapons of mass effect, and weapons of mass destruction. It is quite thorough and very deep as well, and so she brings to us some special insight because, as we know, national security is still up there next to the economy in terms of the things that are most important for voters today, and it's what we're living with as we see all these issues of national security importance unfolding before us. Now, what are we going to do about it? Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, thank you so much for coming on and helping us understand, you know, what is going on in this world and why national security is moving to the front seat here.
Thank you for having me. It's moving to the front seat because we are very vulnerable to all kinds of attacks, existential attacks, very existential attacks by ISIS. And its ilks, and also today is the nuclear summit in Washington, D.C. Mm. It's very sarcastic that the United States, after giving hundreds of millions, $100 billion to Iran and allowing it, in fact, to develop nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, is hosting a summit on how to reduce nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Please.
Yes. when we're promoting supposedly a stance of non-proliferation, and
yep.
We've only exacerbated the issue, I would think, some would argue.
Very much so.
Uh-huh. Now,
so,
relevant to national security, as I was mentioning, your background and experience is beyond nuclear weaponry. I mean, you're looking at every aspect, whether it has to do with terrorism, narco-terrorism,
I look at what makes the world go around, if you want, and terrorists, like the rest of the world, cannot go anywhere without money.
Mm-hmm.
the ideology can cause people to raise up and do all kind of things, but they cannot actually communicate, they cannot organize, they cannot do serious attacks without having money to move around, to buy things, to travel, to pay for all kind of things. And where the money is coming is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where is the money coming?
Well, the money is coming from everywhere, and it's very difficult to detect. There was a big article today about money transfers and how the government is trying to stop also banks. Banks themselves are trying to comply with banking requirements to notify about any suspicious account, and many times they will not take, they say, an account that looks suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if the account is small, they will and may look suspicious, they won't take it. If the account is very big, they will. Money talks, and more money talks even more loudly.
Right.
There are many ways today through new technologies to move money from one place to the other without anybody knowing anything about it. So besides those who send the money and those who receive the money.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many, while Muslim communities, most Muslims are peace-loving, I guess, and people, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
The those few among them who are supporting these kind of things and have all kind of charities, and many people will contribute, not only Muslims, to charities that go to the Middle East and the poor refugees, etc. And this money is not always going to the intended recipients.
Exactly.
It goes to support ISIS. Drug mm-hmm. trafficking is a huge, 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 huge major source of financing to all terrorist organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps to weaken the, for them it's a wonderful tool because it helps to weaken the fiber, the moral fiber of society.
Exactly. Well,
and
Dr. Ehrenfeld, you said something a moment ago that Muslims are peace-loving, and I take that not only, you know, for Muslims, you know, say Americans for the most part, and I question their commitment to being peace loving, and I say that for everybody. I'm not indicting just Muslims. I'm just saying, look at it. If we really are peace loving, then we need to be focused on that and make sure policies and things that we do promote peace.
We are looking at things from different perspectives because we separate between church and state. We keep our religion to ourselves. We go to church. It's our personal thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
For Muslims, if you are religious, most often, if you are an Orthodox Muslim, there is no distinction between politics or no separation between politics and your private life and your religion and your social life in Islam.
Mm.
The Quran rules everything, okay?
Yes.
So the Sharia rules everything. So those who live in Western countries and are actually abiding the law are, you know, they are very pragmatic and they keep their religion. And however, we see more and more larger groups that are trying to impose their values on us. So that's kind of really to get us to submit to their values. But still they are not going out and killing people, but the environment actually is very fertile for people who are less pragmatic and want to advance the caliphate sooner rather than later, and that's what ISIS is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to talk to you about Apple and the FBI and the
mm-hmm.
you know, security implications thereof. I know you have a perspective on that. Sure.
Yeah, I also have Apple. I have everything Apple.
Okay, all right.
So I never actually use anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, our privacy is most important, and we don't want anybody to have access to it, right? However, something must be done in order to enable police to get into. You have investigations about terrorists.
Mm.
come on, you know, you need to have whatever access you, all the access you can get to, in order to be able to stop other terrorist attacks and other terrorists. Mm.
But that's the dynamic tension between those two polarities.
Yes.
We've got security, we've got security, and we've got privacy. And this is the discussion that we're having in America today. You say most important privacy, and others would say most important is security.
No,
and
I guess, I'm saying, for me, you know, if I don't have security, I will not be able to enjoy my privacy.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Okay.
But,
all right.
But, if we are, and I don't know why this is being done in such a public domain, why this argument had to be settled quietly between Apple and the government, because actually it used to be, so I don't know why it kind of came out, the government should be able, law enforcement should be able to get in, and Apple should help them to get in order to, in each case, to very quickly to have a unit that will do that. If Apple doesn't want to give the technology to the police, and I appreciate it, well, why don't they work on it? They say, well, nobody can actually break this encryption. Apparently, some people can.
Exactly.
And this will continue to be like that because Apple will elevate their security, and others will work in order to break in and hack. So I don't understand why Apple actually didn't try to do it quietly and work with the government, because once you open a door, a back door, so that everybody in the government who is investigating can get in, well, every hacker can get in too.
Right, exactly. Well,
and
if you want to,
Apple is the most secure system yet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, also I want to talk to you, we've got about a minute and a half left here, Dr. Ehrenfeld. Is the latest cyber attacks that have been going, you know, and directed towards D.C. area hospitals.
I mean,
this is incredible what they're doing to these hospitals, and this seems to be, you know, very routine these days. What's going on?
This was all but expected earlier this month. 15 million, 15 million customers of Verizon Business have been hacked. So, you know, this is going on all the time. You read it somewhere on the back page, the hospitals have been hacked, and so there was a concern about, oh, we are more worried about physical attacks. Well, you know, if you have a good IT system, it can actually help you detect people who are coming into the hospital. Yeah, physical attacks are terrible, and we should do everything in order to have guards, actually some responsible armed guards with background check, not just anybody who just came out of prison and getting a gun to go and work as a security guard. We've seen cases like that. There should be really respectable and qualified people to do that. But we must have, because the long-term and short-term and long-term effects of getting into a system, they can change what kind of medication people are getting, how much they are getting. They can actually kill patients on the operating table.
Exactly.
Because something malfunctions.
Well, Dr. Ehrenfeld, we're all out of time. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, founder and CEO of the New York-based American Center for Democracy. This is Bill Martinez, just 3 minutes before the top of the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.